own a musket for home defense, since that's what the Founding Fathers intended. Four ruffians break into my house. What the devil? As I grab my powdered wig and Kentucky rifle, blow a golf ball-sized hole through the first man, he's dead on the spot. Draw my pistol on the second man. Miss him entirely because it smoothbore and nails the neighbor's dog. I have to resort to the cannon mounted at the top of the stairs, loaded with grapeshot. Tally-ho, lads! The grapeshot shreds two men in the blast. The sound and extra shrapnel set off car alarms. Fix bayonet and charge the last terrified rapscallion. He bleeds out, waiting on the police to arrive since triangular bayonet wounds are impossible to stitch up. Just as the Founding Fathers intended.
I heard several people laughing, and then I heard my sister's voice saying, "Get up, wench. Breakfast won't make itself." "I'm coming," I told them, careful to avert my eyes. "You have 15 minutes, wench," Katya snarled. "If I'm not eating in 15 minutes, well, you know what happens." Mom nodded. We grew up together in Whispering Pines. In fact, we had traveled here together for Steve and Danielle's wedding. She and Danielle were college roommates. I had to laugh. "I'm sure they're fine. And yes, I would love a cup of coffee. I've never had it. And I always wondered what it tasted like." We spent the day in the Alpha and Luna's suite on the 5th floor of the pack house. They basically had their own huge apartment. There were 4 bedrooms, a living room, a dining room, a small kitchen, 3 bathrooms, one of which was attached to the Alpha and Luna's bedroom. Another of which was attached to Cody's bedroom. And they even had a pretty decent-sized balcony off the living room that gave them a great view of the forest. I had always wanted to spend some time just sitting on that balcony, watching the forest creatures go about their lives, but had never even sat down out there for fear of being caught and severely punished. Although, honestly, I didn't come to this floor as often as the rest of the pack house. "I guess the Luna thing is just a habit," I said with a nervous laugh. For a few seconds, I stared down at my trembling hands, which I had folded in my lap. Finally, I looked back up at her, and with tears in my eyes, I whispered, "Janine, why doesn't my family want me?"